It's Thursday, May 2nd. Good morning. I'm Dan Blakely with your daily kickstart from Barrie 360. Have an eye if you live in the Dunlop, Henry, Boys Streets neighborhood. Barrie police asking residents to check their properties for suspicious substances or weapons that might have been discarded during the arrest of two people yesterday. If you find something suspicious, call 911. Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit wondering if fentanyl mixed with animal tranquilizers had something to do with a surge in drug-related ER visits this week. 8 in a 24-hour period at RVH. OPP and the GTA wrapping up alcohol screening with a 30% increase in impaired driving collisions and charges over the last 5 years. Mandatory alcohol screening will be part of every traffic stop, even if there's no suspicion of alcohol use. Huronia Transition Homes and Athena's Sexual Assault Counseling Center hosting their annual Take Back the Night rally in March this evening in downtown Barrie.
Rates of femicide are the highest we've seen in generations. And I think Taking Back the Night really is getting a group of people together so that we can walk through the streets and reclaim them so that we feel safe and powerful through a collective.
The event begins at 6 in the City Hall Rotunda, followed by a walk through downtown. We have more on this week's What Barrie's Talking About podcast, available now from streaming services and at barrie360.com. Couple of provincial by-elections today. The Conservatives expected to hang on to the Southwest riding of Lambton, Kent, Middlesex, but may have trouble hanging on to the riding in Milton, where their candidate and the Liberal have been running neck and neck in the polls. A Pennsylvania man desperately searching for his emotional support pet that went missing during a vacation to the Georgia coast. Wally has helped Joe Henney relieve his depression for almost a decade. He suspects someone took Wally from a fenced-in outdoor enclosure. Wally is an alligator. That's your kickstart for May 2nd. We're back again tomorrow. Until then, remember, actions prove who someone is. Words only prove who they want to be.